This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, How Do We Know? You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Scientific knowledge means you're building up a case over time, adding piece after piece of evidence. Usually, the process begins with an observation. For example, in the Arctic, scientists started noticing melting ice caps in the 90s. But for years, they struggled to understand what was happening and why. In his new book called Brave New Arctic, author Mark Serres narrates how scientists came to understand and accept humans as the driver of climate change. He's been involved in Arctic science his entire career, more than 30 years. Irina Zhorov spoke with him.
Mark Serres first went to the Arctic in 1982 as a field assistant on two ice caps on Ellesmere Island in the Canadian Northwest.
I was dumped off on the top of a little ice cap at a young age of 22 with some, food and fuel and a two-way radio and a tent. What I just saw was this pristine whiteness of the place. I felt like I was the first person there. We were on the top of this ice cap, maybe 3,000 feet up, and you could see 80 miles in every direction. It just seemed so unspoiled and so real. And that was it, and just became enchanted with the Arctic.
Back then, the conversation around climate change was a little different from today's.
When I went up there in the early 1980s, there was still some talk then about maybe entering a cooling phase, a new cooling phase. But at the same time this was happening, you were seeing the results from these sort of early generation climate models coming out. Telling us is that we continue to load the atmosphere with carbon dioxide, it's going to warm up, and the Arctic is where you were really going to see it first. So that was kind of the growing expectation, but for at least the first 10 years of my research, we didn't see it. We just didn't see this sort of thing happening. And then when we saw the Arctic starting to change, it just looked to me like natural climate variability. I was actually what they call a climate skeptic, a climate change skeptic, for quite a few years. There was still a lot of confusion out there.
Scientists were studying many different aspects of the Arctic, and their interpretations of what they were seeing in their data were all over the place. Some researchers wanted to focus all that work.
This one guy I worked with before, Jamie Morrison, a true ocean-going oceanographer up in the Arctic, got together a lot of scientists and said, look, why don't we just summarize all this, what we think is happening, and why don't we propose a big program to really understand this whole thing?
He wrote a plea to fellow scientists.
So the Dear Colleague letter of 1996, it was a several 4 or 5 page letter put out to scientists from all over the world saying, hey, we think big things are happening in the Arctic. We don't quite understand it, but we darn well better get together to understand it.
And it worked. Focused research helped the scientific community begin to sort out the complex processes in the Arctic. Evidence that humans were driving climate change began to pile up.
What eventually turned me was the sheer weight of the evidence. I mean, you could look at what the sea ice record was showing. That's the Arctic floating sea ice cover. The satellite data was showing that it was declining. You could say, well, I don't really believe that. It's just natural climate variability. You could look at what the temperature record was saying, that the Arctic was quickly warming. And you might question aspects of that, or that areas of formerly treeless, windswept tundra were taken over by shrubs. Maybe you could pick apart any one of those records, but when you put those all together, it became so compelling. Now that I've seen what's happening, I am very, I think, a very strong voice on the issue that, hey, climate is changing, it's already changing, and it is us, and it is the Arctic that is leading the way. To think that so much of it has changed is just remarkable. Those two little ice caps that I studied, they're gone. They've died. They're going to be completely gone in about 2 years. So it really brings climate change close to home. You know, it tells you that climate change does not have to be this slow, imperceptible thing that's out there in the future. It can happen really, really fast.
This piece was reported by Irina Zhorov.